Right. Okay, so welcome everybody to week eight of our 8 week workshop. I'm really glad to see you all here. Right, Molly, do you just want to give me the three pictures that you chose?
I didn't hear that.
Okay, do you want to give me the three pictures that you've just chosen?
I can't bring them up when I'm on this screen.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can.
So I'll be the same as Gail.
Brilliant.
The pictures?
No.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry, I was quite involved this week.
No, that's all right. I just wondered if you'd seen the pictures because then I could describe them and then you could choose from the description of them. Do you want to just choose from a description or do you want to see if I can? It will be a good practice run for me to see if I can share my screen. But I just got to hang on. I just got to do this first. Oh, okay. Can't do that. It says, tells me I can't do that. I can't. Right, let's have a look and see if I can firstly get to the right place. This is going to be interesting. Desktop. No, I don't think I think I did it on my. I think I did it on my iPad. Right, hang on. That's a good idea. I've just got to go get my night bag to get my iPad out because it goes with me everywhere.
So Molly, you said you had a busy week so far.
Yes, we had a few family things happening and
Okay.
I'm just learning how to handle certain things in a godly manner.
I think we all still learning a lot in
Well,
that way.
we do that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Okay, there's one to six, Molly. If you want to choose, look at them, and then I'll bring up the other one, which is 7 to 12.
One,
Okay.
four.
Okay, hang on, let me bring the other one up just so that you can see in case there's anything in the other one.
Eight.
One, four, and eight. One,
And
four.
Gail, were they the same as yours?
Not at all.
No, not at all. Okay, hang on. So I've got to just see what.
No.
Was a good try.
Well, that's good. The Lord's been good to me then because each one of you, I chose one for each of you.
You chose for
Each
us.
one of you have chosen one that I would classify as because okay, this is what I felt that the Lord says is that he wants you to just today we'll be just bringing together the forgiveness, the covenant, the renewed mind, hearing his voice saying review every single week. And this is what he gave me.
Is this for all of us now, or for someone
Yes,
particular?
yes. No, this is just what he gave me about today. Okay. So about today and in essence, the whole 8 weeks, this is what it is. In forgiving ourselves, we walk fully in the covenant God has made with us. And as we daily renew our minds, it opens our ears, eyes, and heart to that which God has to say to us, enabling us to deal with seeds, good and bad, which have been sown into our lives and what we are now reaping. In learning to love ourselves, we know where we need to deal with the weeds and bad habits, having robbed us. And in giving ourselves with finance and time, we are now journeying on discovering who we are as God sees us. And as we begin to see ourselves, and out of that, there is an overflow from within us outwardly towards others. And today it's going to be the within us flowing out towards others. Okay. So before I chose the pictures about a couple of weeks ago, a week ago. And then I just left them there and put it in an email ready, in a draft, ready to go. And then about 2-3 days ago, I wrote your names down, each of you. And then I just, the Lord said, just go down. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that. Okay. And then he said to me that you each going to choose one of your numbers, which is what you've done. I just don't know what Wendy's done yet. Oh, yes, she did. She did. She sent it to me. So each of you have chosen one of your numbers. And it's a number, each one has been a number that I chose for you. So that was absolutely fantastic. So I just thank the Lord for that, because that was quite a scary bit for me. Right. So now, looking at those pictures and thinking about those pictures, I asked you to, I know Molly, maybe you can do yours a little bit on the spur of the moment. We'll be fine. Okay. But so how I'm going to do that is the numbers that you chose that were allocated to you, I'm going to tell you, and I would like you to read those out. And those ones will be allocated to you. So that's what God's saying to you about yourself. Okay. Then the other two are words that God has laid on your heart for two ladies on here, but I will give you the numbers that they have. So it's not like you've actually, what God's trying to show you here is that there's a spontaneity. There's something, he is creative. Everybody thinks of praying for somebody, whether it's prophetic, encouragement, no matter, it's all got to be like surgically clean. And God says he's a creative God. He's a God of fun, of spontaneity, of in his creativeness. When we open to him, he will always, and these are seeds that you've asked him for somebody else. And do you know how many times in my life, at least twice that I know of, and I know of two other people that have done it exactly the same, God gave me a name for a person. I don't know who they are. I've never met them. Okay. But he asked me to pray for them. And I've got quite a lot of paper. There was one lady that I know. She prayed for a guy called Michael Brown. She prayed for him for years. And eventually she said to the Lord, "Lord, I want to meet this Michael Brown, because you've been making me pray for him and I want to meet him. And I believe that you're going to." That night in a dream, she dreamt that she had to buy a plane ticket to Cape Town on such and such a date or whatever. And she did it. And she flew to Cape Town. And at the same time, Michael had gone to the airport to pick up somebody. And God connected them. And she could share with him all the things that God had been laying on her heart to pray for him. And he could say, "Oh, that's when I was having a hard time there and God made a way. Oh, that's what happened there. And this is what the outcome was." Now, that is not, you don't hear about that kind of thing. You don't hear about people praying for other people that they don't know. Okay. I mean, in essence, if you think about Molly, we've got a little WhatsApp group that pray to that put prayer requests and that on. Now, if you look at how many in this last week, how many people that have been put on there for prayer that half of us don't know. and yet we are praying for them. Sometimes there's an urgency within me to just pray in tongues. And I know it's for a person, but I don't know who they are. I really don't know who they are. But I know God is calling me to intercede and pray for them. And maybe when I get to heaven one day, I'll know exactly who they are. That'll be fun. That'll be another part of God's creativity and spontaneity. Do you know what I mean? So what we're going to do today is, I'm just trying to see if we've got, right, let's start off. Okay, Molly, if you would like to, I'll just show you once again. Where was it? Okay. Right. Okay. So number eight was the butterflies.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to just think about that one and just write stuff down, firstly, then I'll show you the other ones. Number one and number four.
Okay.
So start off with number eight, because that's the one that I feel you need to do now. And then while the ladies are sharing their ones of their own, then when it comes to the end of what they're sharing, then if you've got number eight ready, then you can share that, because that will be for you personally. Right. So, okay. So, Tracy, number one. You chose number one. Number one with the rainbow. Yes. Okay. Do you want to share what you got from that one?
Okay. Short and sweet, but the rainbow makes me happy, gives me joy. Most of all, makes me hopeful.
Okay.
Oh, wait, am I finished?
Oh, sorry.
I'm reminded of God's promises. He's always true to his word. Now I'm finished.
Thank you. Okay. Gail, yours was number seven.
You chose for me number seven.
Yes. And you chose number seven. So yes, you need to read out what you got for number seven.
Okay, but now when I took these pictures, I saw them as a whole. Okay.
Okay.
So it's gonna be really difficult for me now to distinguish between them. But when I put them together, the three separate pictures together,
yes,
as a whole, this is what I came up with.
Okay.
Okay. I am the God of your storms. The water represents my spirit within you. I have cleansed you and renewed your strength. Keep yourself planted next to my streams of living water, and you will find peace and freedom. Whom the sun sets free will be free indeed. Cleanse yourself with the washing of God's word, and I will bring order to your chaos as you renew your mind. My love for you is unfathomable. Behold, I am doing a new thing.
Okay, thank you. So while everybody's sharing their other ones, if you can just either, what I saw is that each time you went to a picture and got words for it, those were seeds that God was giving you.
Okay.
All right. So there are seeds for yourself. So it's one third is for yourself. Two thirds, you're going to sow.
Okay.
So begin to, I think what I will do then, Gail, is I will just try and see who's got some of the numbers that against who they are, if you know what I mean. Okay. So let's go.
So it must be the pictures, must be one of the pictures I've chosen that I've got to sew into somebody else's life.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
So, no, two of the pictures, because one picture was for yourself.
Yeah.
And two were for, one was for somebody else. And say, for example, one was for you, one was for Tracy, and one was for Molly. for example.
Okay, so I misunderstood the whole task.
That's okay. That's all right. Doesn't matter. Whatever God's doing is going to, maybe that whole thing that you got together is for two different people. Maybe you're going to share that seed, that same seed, with somebody else. Yeah. So it's not an issue. There is no wrong way of doing it. I could have just not explained, you know what I mean, explained properly in my email. So it's not an issue, really, because that's what I'm saying. God is creative. He is spontaneous. And sometimes somebody will say a word, speak a word over to a person in the congregation, but that word might resound in somebody else's heart. That doesn't mean that it's only for them. Do you know what I mean? It could be for that person that their heart is pumping and they're thinking, yes, God, that is for them too. Do you see what I mean? That same word is for them. Right. So Molly, if you would like to share your number 8.
That's the butterfly.
Yes, that's the butterfly.
Yes, when I see those butterflies, I just like they came from worms. And when I look at life just in little bits, the amount of time I've known somebody, I might have met them or experienced them at the worm stage. They weren't doing so well. And or say in my life, somebody might have met me at worm stage. They're not going to invite me for dinner because they can't see my soul. The worm and the butterfly, they're the same thing, just at different stages of their development. So I have to be mindful of that when I'm working with people. Look past the beautiful presentation of the concert and the music and the words, and that's not always, that butterfly had their time in the trenches as well. So I want to try and see that person as God sees them, not necessarily at the moment. I can present myself as a butterfly with enough prayer and meditation and makeup. That's not always who I am.
Yeah.
So I have to see beyond the beauty, beyond the pretty.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Okay. So Molly, if you want to think about your number 1 and number 4, just remember there's Wendy as well. So just get your words together. Right. Tracy, you have got number 3. And that was for Gail.
Really? I was deciding still in my mind who to make it up. He obviously doesn't talk to me as quickly as he speaks to you. Okay, so was I read?
Yes, read it.
Okay, so Gail, the cross. I've written down here life, salvation, truth. I am a new creation. I am the beginning and the end. It reminds me to always remember just how much he loves me. It reminds me of what he did for me, being you, Gail, obviously, so that you can have life. He forgives sin. So he forgives all sin. You have all the hope you need in him and in the cross.
Right. Thank you. And number 12 is for Molly.
Okay, Molly. I don't know if you saw the picture, Molly, but it's these wonderful open hands like this. So I've got you. To me, when I look at that picture, I see love. I see calling, beckoning into having an intimate relationship with God. You need to hear his voice, listen to him, even if it's a whisper. You need to follow him. He wants to show you what his plans are that he has just specially for you. And obedience, following his ways makes, following his ways and to make a choice, you need to choose him. That's what I said.
Thank you. So you ladies will know.
Vanessa, I had, you sent on our scripture. I don't know if Molly's on that scripture.
Nova has on? Molly hasn't got a mobile phone, so she, otherwise she would be.
I don't know why, but I actually read it this morning, and then once I went through that, I read it again. And seeing those hands like this, it's almost as though there's a gift being offered. You know, when a present, a gift. And then it was that James 1:17 where it said, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
So that's for Molly as well then?
Yeah, that was part of that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. Okay, so Gail, you had number 5, which is for Tracy.
Number five is where I got the keep yourself planted next to my streams of living water, and you will find peace and freedom. You know, and I really, I mean, that was something that I really felt, okay, I didn't know it was for anybody in particular, but looking at it now, it's definitely something I feel that is for all of us. It's not only for
Tracy.
I feel it's for all of us in the group, because we do so often get so busy with other things that God is trying to say to us that we have got to a stage now where we're renewing our mind. We becoming all he created us to be, and we've got to keep ourselves planted next to those streams of living water. And then also the one about his word. Cleanse yourself with the washing of God's word. You know, just as a pebble on the beach or a shell or whatever. I don't know if you've ever seen, if you've seen a brick or something next to the water, when the water washes that brick backwards and forwards, eventually it rounds the brick off and smooths it. And I think that the water and God's word, the watering of God's word represents us at the moment now, where we are rough diamonds and God is smoothing us off in what we have done in this last couple of weeks. That's what I've got. I haven't got anything else.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, thanks, Gail. That was nice.
Yeah. And then so your number 6, what was your number 6? Is that included in your number 6, 5 and 6 together?
Number 6 was the storm. That was the when I saw that I actually had Wendy in mind with me on it that
is.
One.
It is Wendy.
It's yeah, Wendy. Because number I got six. Yeah, I got, I'm the God of your storms. The water represents my spirit within you. I have cleansed you and renewed your strength. I had Wendy in mind when I was actually doing that. Okay. Not realizing that we actually had to think of somebody else. So, yeah, that's obviously God at work.
That's brilliant. Because can you just see what I'm trying to say here is, it doesn't matter if we sat 3 days ago and thought about it, or if we do it spontaneity in what God is saying through that. For now, I didn't tell you because God gave me the numbers. Do you know what I mean? And number six is lined up against Wendy. So that is brilliant. Do you know what I mean? And I'm sure, I don't know how I'm going to get you ladies to be able to watch the ones that you've missed. I must try somehow or other to, so that you can just catch up on them. At the moment, my website is under construction, but what I will have is their portal for you guys, which will have a password, and then only you guys can get in and catch up on anything. So then for next time, if for any reason you can't be there, then that same portal will give you access to it. Because if I put it on Facebook, then it's defeating the object of having the workshop
being
paid.
Yeah.
So, okay. So then, okay, Molly, your number one. Do you want me to show you? That's the one with the trees and the rainbow.
Yes.
And that is for Tracy.
Yes, I know that.
Yay!
when I see her sitting there with her yellow shirt and her light hair and her big smile, I just see a rainbow.
Yes.
And a rainbow in this day and age is invaluable. Because when we see them, like anybody, the hope just, you know, everybody has to stop and point. Or if there's been a bad season, like raining for days, and you see that rainbow, it lifts everybody's spirit just being there. And I see Tracy with that ability. Like she could go into a room of confusion and despair and sadness and bring light to that situation without saying anything. Like the rainbow doesn't speak, it's just there. So when Tracy can say it's on a bus or in a store or in a family unit or a church, she doesn't have to say anything, she just has to be there. And people start thinking, well, maybe I could do better. Maybe there is hope. Look at that nice person. There are nice people. So
thank you, Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
Okay. So number four was one for you again, Molly, which was the one with the desert with the footprints in that. But that was one for you. But would you like to just share what you thought about that? And then what we can do is, because that's different, if it speaks to any of the ladies, then they can claim that. So what do you find that is being said to you through that number four? And I'll just put it up there so that whoever hasn't.
Oh, well, I guess I misunderstood. I thought that one was for Gail.
Okay. Yes. You can go with Gail with that one. That's fine.
When I look at Gail, I see a trailblazer. You know, there were no footprints there before she walked there. She wasn't following anybody. So she had the presence of mind and the ability and the stability to just head off and go there. And I see that as a gift, because sometimes if there's no path, people won't go. We have to watch to make sure that the other guy didn't get into trouble. But Gil, when the Lord is behind her, and she knows who is the boss, she doesn't care. She just off she goes. Happy. Not always easy, because those tracks look easy, but when you're actually barefoot to pebbles is not always easy. But it's straight, determined, on a mission, on the road to happy destiny.
Sure. That is so spot on, Molly. Thank you.
Sure. That is lovely. I'm just so pleased that the Holy Spirit is in charge and not me. Because he really does. He does such wonderful things, you know. So what I got, and I'll tell you which ones. So for Tracy, I also chose number one.
Oh my goodness.
So the evergreen trees, the mountain range, and the rainbow. And Luke 8, verse 15. Okay, and I think I got it. Oh, there it is. But the seeds on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. God promises yes and amen to you. You have been planting seeds given to you into good soil, which is your heart. And it will produce 30, 60, 100 times return. In renewing your mind, this will weed out any false seeds.
Thanks, Nessa.
That's okay. Gail, for you, I got number two. Sorry. My apologies. That was Wendy's. I'll read Wendy's at the end. I got number three for you, which is, as you stand with your arms stretched open wide, not only will you receive all the goodness and lightness, but all that is placed within you will shine forth from you. A direct connection between you and the light. Isaiah 61, verse 10 and 11. I didn't write that down, so I think I've got it. Because just remember, I was not at home when I did some of this stuff. So I looked it up and then I took a picture of it on my tablet. Oh, where is it now? It will probably be easier for me just to look it up on my Bible app.
Isaiah 61,
yes.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations.
Yeah. Basically, number 10 and 11 were the verses that really spoke. Okay. And I also saw that the garments had pockets, and there was the red bag. And these are full to overflowing with seeds and gifts to give to others. Number one, the pockets were filled with the seeds. So they were tiny in the pockets. It wouldn't weigh you down. It was just there. Easy, attainable, easy to reach out and seed into somebody's life. And number two, the bag, that was the gifts and giving to others. And I saw that it wasn't, yes, there was the gift of love and there was the gift of all the spiritual gifts, but there were actual physical gifts that God was going to give you to give to others. So it could be the gift of your home. It could be the gift. I think God is going to put you financially in a place where he'll say to you, Gail, you see that painting there? Molly really needs that painting. Go and buy it for her. You see that this family need groceries for the month. This is what I want you to buy. So it's not just gifts that are spiritual. I believe God is going to abound in the fact that he will provide the finance for you to buy the gifts that he wants you to bless. And not everybody's going to know that it's from you. And that's going to be the beauty of it, because you'll be able to stand back and watch them, and watch them glory in God. And you know that you've had a hand in it, but you're not necessarily front and center. And so it's, that's why in some ways it's hidden in the bag, because you know it's there, but nobody else knows it's there. Only you and God know that it's there. So, yeah, so that's what I got for you.
Thank you.
That's all right. And then Molly, I actually got number 8, the butterflies. And I'm actually pulling together, just because Molly really got me thinking. I think it was the 1 week where Molly and I just sat and spoke for a while, and she asked me some questions about a butterfly. So I have gone and I have dug a little bit deeper into butterflies, and I will get to share maybe on one Sunday what God showed me through that. But at the moment, what he's given me is a butterfly has emerged and now is eating from the table of goodness of the Lord, which the Lord has laid before her. God sees her heart and how much you long to draw closer to him, to bring every area of your life in alignment with his plans and purposes. He delights in you and is pleased that you crave his presence. And then I got Psalm 23, verse 6. So let me just get that one up, because once again, I probably took a picture of it. Psalms disappeared from me. Psalms 23, verse 6. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
And I see that is basically what I feel God is saying, is that he delights in the fact that you want to dwell in his presence, and that is his house. He wants, you also want so much of him that his presence is dwelling in your house, your body, that you don't misinterpret, that you do speak, that you see people as God wants you to see people, not always as they portray themselves, but as God sees them. And sometimes he will show you the ugly with the pretty, and he will show you, and all you can see in this natural realm is the ugly, but he shows you the pretty, because then you will know how to pray for them to get to that place of being pretty. So
thank you.
So yes. Right. And then just for Wendy, I got number 2, which was the Red Sea being parted, which is Exodus 14, verse 21 to 28, but also included in that is verse 16. Because verse 16, it says, raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water, so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground from Egypt to the promised land. In verse 16 and verse 26 is God's instruction of telling Moses what to do. In verse 21 and verse 27 is Moses' obedience to fulfill the instruction of the Lord. So twice, at the beginning and at the end, the instruction, obedience, instruction, obedience. And as you follow the instruction in obedience, walking over in safety, I feel for her situation that she's in, that God is making a way. It'll be dry ground. But as the enemy comes up behind her to try and go after her, they will get stuck. As the wheels of the chariots got stuck, even though it was dry, but they got stuck in the sand. They'll get stuck and they'll be washed away. And there will be evidence to the glory of God in all he has planned and purposed through your obedience upon his instruction. So there will be evidence that God has saved her and looked after her when she is, when she's been obedient in the instruction that he's given her. So, right. Is there any sharing anybody wants to do now?
That can you put up that picture with the hearts again?
Okay, I shall do that.
Just get that one reminded me of you.
Oh, okay. I can't see what I'm doing. There we are. Can you see?
Yeah. Like when I saw that, I thought Vanessa's heart is just right open and out there. And sometimes people accidentally bump it. And sometimes they poke it. But it's just right out there. So it's there. And I thought, that's got to be Vanessa.
Thank you, Molly.
Her heart is just way out there in front of her. So sometimes that's a good thing. People can see that. Sometimes that's a bad thing. They might bump into you, or they might just say, what's that? Ouch. It's connected to you. It's not just out there. It's connected. And people might forget that.
Yeah. The Lord did warn me about that. So that's just confirmation. Thank you, Molly. Yes. Because God said to me, sometimes I speak too freely from what's in my heart. And God said that he's going to teach me when to speak and when not to speak, because I've been misunderstood a lot in my life, and he has not called for me to be misunderstood. He's called me to be understood and to carry his heart for people. So thank you, Molly. That is really
well, everybody out there isn't nice.
No.
Forget that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not nice.
No. But we have to love them anyway and forgive them. Yes. Sorry, Gail, did you want to say something?
No, so you have mentioned that before.
Yes.
You actually mentioned that before, yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm really sad that.
This was amazing. I thoroughly enjoyed it now.
Yeah, me too. I must say, it was really, really nice and fun.
Yeah. But you see, this is God has planted so much in you. But if we keep it in us and we don't share it, it's like something that is in a bottle. You've unscrewed the cork tip and then screwed it back up, and the fizz goes flat. And some people might drink it, but actually it's not really enjoyable.
No.
But so what God's given to us and who he's created us to be and how he sees us is not for ourselves alone. He has called us to certain people. He's called us to be a part of a body, to share what he's giving us to share with others. And I know that it's slightly different, and I know it's off the wall, but it was just something God, I love doing off the wall stuff. I really do, you know. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm the oldest and I was always.
Vanessa, you know, doing this now as an exercise through pictures.
Yeah.
It's also, how many times, I don't know if you guys have ever found that when you are, wherever you might be, if you're driving somewhere or whatever, and you see something that actually brings to mind a person, whatever it might be, you might be walking in the field and you see a specific flower, or you see the shape of a rock or whatever, and it brings a person to mind. Has it ever happened to any of you?
Yeah.
It could be anything. It could be a type of car or two people walking, and it reminds you of a couple or something like that. That happens to me so often.
Yeah.
That where I get a thing, and this now has actually just taught me that you need to make notes of these things.
Yes.
You actually need to keep a record of it, because somewhere along the line, you're going to need to share it with that person
Or
make a point of phoning that person and say, you know, I walked today, you know, I was walking down on the beach today and I saw this couple hand in hand. And it just reminded me of you and so-and-so or whatever. You know, that it just, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking waddle here, but
think it's actually making me think right now to myself, I should actually be more observant of what is around me and the visual things. Because I don't know, maybe some people just are more visual. And I mean, I know my daughter is very observant and I always joke and I say I'm not. But listening to you now, Gail, it actually, I think it's, you're right in what you're saying. And I think I specifically should look at, I'm not saying look at the tree and think of this person, but just the things around. Yeah, no, I think what you're saying is very true.
Be aware of our thoughts. I think it's just also our thoughts. But so often, you know, we like horses. We walk with blinkers and you don't see the things around you. And I'm a very visual person. God definitely speaks to me in things and pictures and whatever. So,
To me, what we've just done today is like step one. Okay. For seven years, I went to conferences, a conference every year. I went, and before I went, I always did a 40-day fast before I went. And it was run by Graham Cook, and it was a prophetic conference, and it was teaching you how to recognize the gifts in you and how to use them and express them. And one of the things, which will probably be one of the first lessons or first workshops that we do, which I've taken from, he calls it crafted prayer. And it's taking, even if it's a vision or a picture, and you, like we've done today, okay, and you take it, then you ask God for the scriptures that go with that. And that's how you leave it, because that'll be for next time. But it's, crafted prayer is a deeper understanding and a use of, it's like what we've done today is we have picked off the fruits of a tree. But crafted prayer is like taking that seed that God's given you about a person, planting it in the soil, and then looking after it until it flowers. So that's going to be one of the subjects that we're going to be touching on for our next workshop. It will be.
I want to share something with you because I'm pretty new to this thing. I just recently, when I say like over the last couple of months, have been praying for people and getting God showing me a picture or vision, because it's moving. It's not just a still picture. It's a vision. It's a movement. And the other day I was sitting praying for the family that are staying with me at the moment, and the daughter specifically. And I got, as I was praying for her, God revealed a picture of, and I'm going to show you the picture now. I don't know if you can see it. My daughter, I showed my daughter the picture, or I explained it to her, and this is what she came up with, and it was just spot on. As she's walking through a desert place towards mountains, and at the back, flowers are just sprouting up behind her, like absolute blooming. And I couldn't understand it, because why would God give you an abundance behind you? Why aren't you walking to an abundance? And then at a later stage, I went back and I said to God, please explain that to me, because I really don't understand it. And all he gave me, which is what I gave to her, is you need to slow down and you need to turn around to see the abundance that I'm laying at your feet. And that is exactly, I mean, when she saw that and she realized in herself that that is what she was doing. She is so chasing after, in her own capacity, she's chasing after stuff which is leading her into the desert. It's actually just leading her deeper and deeper into the desert. Whereas if she just stopped and turned around, right in that desert place where she finds herself, is going to be the abundance that God is welling up around her. And those flowers that are following are the abundance that he has for her. So now doing this explains this to me so much better.
Yeah. God is good.
Do you think some people just hear him easier or a lot more often or than others?
No. I disagree with that.
I think we all want to hear his voice, or we all want his guidance, but I don't think
you must also forget God doesn't necessarily always speak verbally. Mine came through thoughts. God puts thoughts in your mind as well. Mine only, for this particular one, I got this picture in my mind. And then on asking him, he put thoughts in my mind. This is what I'm trying to relay to you. And they came as thoughts, but they don't come as actual physical voice that God is speaking.
Yeah.
We all have the ability to do it.
Yeah.
It's how close you draw to God, I think, at the time.
Yeah. But it's not just that. Okay. Each of us hears God. Some of us, and as we've demonstrated today, each of us can hear through a picture. Yeah. Each of us can hear through vision. Okay. But there are things like we did when we said about God speaking to us, right? Remember, I did the smell, the taste, those things. Okay. But the thing is, what happens is that we are not prepared to quiet ourselves. We get so distracted with what's happening in the world that God is talking here. Just imagine yourself as a mother. All right. You're busy doing something, but your child is saying, "Mommy, can I please have?" Or, "Mommy, can I do this?" You're so distracted or busy thinking about what you're doing that you don't hear the voice of your child. And sometimes we do that to God. We become so distracted and busy with our life and what's our situation is and everything that we don't actually quiet ourselves to hear from the Lord. Whether it's through vision, whether it's through smell, whether it's through taste, whether it's through whatever.
The word.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I think my mind is constantly too busy on things. I have to really, really focus to stay focused to hear what's going on because my mind just goes, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
No, I think that.
Maybe it was an age thing, but I don't think so. And I have to constantly tell myself, just listen, just focus. Don't jump to something else because that's what my mind does. So,
most of us, when I was exactly the same when I first came to the Lord, okay, and what I did to help myself, now everybody can do it their own way, but what I did was I would go into my quiet time and then I would think, well, what am I going to make for supper? Or what am I going to do then? And what I did, but what I did was I had a pen and a paper and I had at the top, I had a big to-do list. Okay. And every time my thought came to, supper, I write down supper. That's out of the way. It's out of my mind. It's written down. I won't forget it because it's written down. And then I would go and I'd speak to the Lord. I'd say, "Sorry, Lord, for the interruption." And then I'd go back. And in the beginning, I'd have two pages full of notes because that's what the enemy did. He's trying to distract me and distract. But the more I became disciplined in saying, "God, this is your time. This is my time with you. I don't want to be distracted. I just want to hear you." And then another thing that I did was I would take a scripture And I would just, I would meditate on it. And then I would forget what it says. And I go back to, I'd have it open. I'd take it, open up my Bible app, take a picture of it so that it was there. So I wouldn't have to go, you know, go open your Bible app all the time. It was there on my phone. Sometimes I would make it on the screensaver. So that right throughout that day, I had that scripture. Whenever I looked at my phone, how many times do you go to your phone? That scripture was there. And I think, okay, God, what are you trying to say to me? Oh, yes. Okay. I know now. This is what I've got to be thinking about. Or this is what I've got to be meditating on. So that it was in my day as well as my set time with him, but it was through my day and through how he was using different things to speak to me. But then, as I said to you, even on the first challenge, I said, I'm greedy. I like to, if I could learn 10,000 different languages, I would do that. But I just don't. But what I've decided is I'm going to learn as many spiritual languages as I can. So one for praise, one for warfare, one for whatever. But I also wanted to learn as many ways that God could speak to me. I wanted to become affluent in them so that, and I still haven't reached my goal yet, but I work on it. And that's the only way that we can do it. But it does take discipline. It does take discipline to do it because
and sometimes, perseverance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'll find, like, I enjoy the pictures. I always ask God to speak to me through pictures. I don't always like what I would call the hearing side. Or sometimes what I've also learned is that sometimes I go through a season and I have no idea why I'm going through that. Because I check all my borders. I check, are there any holes in my fences that foxes can come in and destroy? I check things, okay? And there's nothing. And then the very next season when I'm out of that, God will bring somebody into my life and he'll say, now you see what you went through there? That is for them. If you think about Hosea, he had to marry a prostitute and love her. And it was all so that he could tell Israel that they were prostituting themselves to other gods instead of the God. So his whole life was a testament, was a prophetic outworking of what God was saying to Israel. And I'm glad my whole life isn't an outworking, but there are seasons where I don't understand what's happening in my life. And then the very next season, or two seasons down the line, God will say, you know that season? That is for that person. That's why I let you experience it. And it can be whether I'm helping them be set free, whether it is just something that I have to share with them. And as they receive the word, it sets them free. It doesn't matter. And I think that is the thing that we need to be aware of. If we really want to co-create, if we really want to be partnering with God, we need to allow ourselves to realize that everything that happens to us happens for the glory of the Lord, and it happens for our good, because we made not to just be isolated, we made to help others.
No.
And I think that's the key, is when we look at things, and I started doing that, and actually my son said to me, Mom, you're always blaming the devil. And I thought, okay, let me just stop and think about this. Yes, maybe the devil has put his finger in something. But God, what are you doing through that? Is there an open door, or is there something that you're wanting me to learn here? Or is it for somebody else? Because some things happen so that we can be a strength for somebody else. It was our weakness, but we can be a strength for them. Because that's what God has designed us to be together as a family. So, and Trace, I wouldn't worry too much about the fact that your mind bounces all over the place. I would just write it down. And then after you've written it down, after you've, even if it's during, then say, okay, God, I've written these things down. What is important? What needs to jump out at me that you want to deal with? So, you know, it's not the world, and sometimes religious people want to say that your mind has to be stayed on God all the time. But how do you know that God isn't using your mind to create something? You, as Gail did, okay? Gail used all three pictures to get one word. Okay? So there might be 10 different places God takes you to. And that might not be wrong. That might be God saying, okay, actually, Tracy, I want you to teach you how to be organized and prioritize. Okay, Tracy, I want, actually, this, why you've gone through all this is because I want you to think about it, and then I want to you to share with so-and-so, because actually this pertains to them. Instead of always thinking, oh, the devil's robbing me, turn it around. You know, turn it around and say, okay, God, this is happening in my life. How do you want me to use it? And that takes everything that the devil throws at you is like out the window. Is out the window because he has no power anymore.
Yeah. It's taking your perspective and changing it to God's perspective.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's part of what I've been learning about the butterfly. So watch this space. I like it when I learn new things. I do.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Really is exciting. Right. So it looks like.
Because it's what God commands us to do. Hey, renew our minds.
Yes.
Constantly definitely. Renew our minds.
Definitely. I just need to quickly find my son to tell him something, and I will be back. Just give me 2 minutes. It's only to do with wages. So
take the recording off.
Okay. All right. I will do that. I'll have to cut that bit out.